Drain on resources by the policing minister. Increases in threats to MPs since the Israel-Hamas war have led to a £31 million security package being set up. Some politicians will get bodyguards. Here's Labour's James Murray.
What we need to get right is a balance between, you know, protecting legitimate protest, which is a healthy and important part of our democracy, you know, protests outside Parliament and so on, and with the fact that MPs and their officers and their families need to not be threatened or intimidated or face a threat of violence.
The funeral of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny will be held in Moscow on Friday. He died earlier this month at a penal colony. The Kremlin's denied any responsibility. Prince Harry's finding out this morning if he's won a high court case over his taxpayer-funded security when he's in the UK. The Duke of Sussex claims he can't keep his children safe without more protection. Police have asked farmers to leave their tractors at home ahead of a protest in Cardiff over new post-Brexit rules on tree planting. Other so-called ghost laws have caused disruption across Europe. Councils in England are reporting the number of parents turning to homeschooling has risen sharply since COVID. Figures obtained by Freedom of Information Request show in some areas it's more than doubled since 2019. Wendy Charles-Warner is chair of Education Otherwise, a charity that supports home educators.
The overall lack of funding for schools in the sort of resources that those teachers might need to support children is making things very difficult for them to deliver that level of support that children need.
The government says it's working with local authorities to improve non-statutory registers. And Halfords says it expects profits to be hit by last month's mild but wet weather. Demand for bicycles fell, as did sales of winter products for cars and tyres. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather for today. It's been pretty drab all week, hasn't it? And it's going to continue today, 11 degrees, gentle breeze and drizzle today, it's saying, possibly from sort of 3 o'clock onwards. But there's about a 20% chance. As you get into the evening, it's up to about 75% by about 10 o'clock this evening. So pretty over. Cast and a dull day.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's never a dull day here on Phoenix FM. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of fantastic music. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You got me for the next 3 hours with me chocolate muffin. The last one out of four. I get three of them, to be fair. But I gave one away because I'm very kind. So there we go. My grey roots are terrible this morning. I've just done a video online for promoting the show on Instagram. And I was like, oh, no. I mean, they really are just, you know. I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to cover them up again or just say, can you turn me grey or turn me white, you know? Don't know, not unsure. Ugh. Listen, shall I do that noise voice again? Hold a minute. Now, what's coming up on the show today? I've got a brand new track to play from J Cass. He's back with more music, as you know, big fans of J Cass here. He's based up in Sheffield. And very good he is too. So we're going to be playing out his track, Can I Live, featuring Brianna Martin and Pajinda. So can't wait to play that for you. Plus, we've got the JoJo Man Band and we've got a few others, The Mighty Small, that's Paolo Moreno, and a few other tracks as well to play at Church Trees included. Now, I've got a little bit of a controversial question today. The idea came from Scott Ross, who mentioned it yesterday and said, because he doesn't really do a question of the day, but he said, you know, you do. Why don't you do something a little bit on the border, on the edgy kind of border, okay? So I thought I would put this out. I've got a great cross-section of people that follow me on my socials and on my Facebook page, and they're from everywhere. I mean, there's people following me from all around the world, a lot of people based, obviously, in Essex, a friend's family, and people that listen to the radio, and lots of musicians, etc. So it's a really cross-section of people, I would say. So the question of the day, and it's to do with the case of, which I won't go into the court case, you might have seen it in the papers, but should a man who identifies as a woman, who is found guilty of a crime, go to a women's prison Let me know what you think. So, a woman's prison. So, should a man who identifies as a woman who's found guilty of a crime go to a woman's prison? Now, I know it's not that. I know it's not always that straightforward. You tell me in your answers. You know, put your point across, and I'll read out as many as I can. Obviously, it's a sensitive subject, so just be aware when you are writing the answers to make sure that I can actually read them out on air. So, that's the question today. So it is very, it's not one of my normal questions. Scott Ross mentioned it to me yesterday, and I had thought about doing something. But sometimes when you do things like this, it can be, you know, I try and keep the radio show quite light and bright and, you know, fluffy, but this is kind of just pulling in your thoughts, and I want to know your thoughts. If you're out there, it doesn't matter where you are in the country, in the world, let me know. I've already got 12 replies on this one so far, and it's not, see, I've already got somebody saying to me, why engage in this hate-filled debate? It's not hate-filled. It's not meant to be a hate-filled debate. See, already somebody saying that I'm trying to make something hate-filled, and it's not. I'm asking an opinion, and I just wanted your opinion. I've got a very, as I said, diverse amount of people that follow me that I think are, you might get the odd one who's not, but hopefully, you know, I've got a great lot of people that follow me. And I don't think anything at the moment has put anything hate-filled. There's nothing hate-filled on there. So I'll have to reply back to that one. There we go. Put controversial, what is it, question of the day. That's what you get. Right, now it's just coming up to 10:06. We're going to have... I was going to start off with... What should we start off with today? Let's have a little look. I want to start off with something a bit up-tempo. You know, a bit bright and stuff. So what do you think? Should we have something from the... Oh, I know. Actually, I'm going to play this. I love a bit of the Spice Girls. I want Spice Girls, so you'll be there. You can get involved on Eat My Brunch on Facebook or Eat My Brunch on Instagram.
I swear, I just promise you'll always be there.
Already lots and lots of replies coming in to my question of the day, which is, I've got a right to ask it. It is, should a man who identifies as a woman who is found guilty of a crime go to a women's prison? Let me know what you think. I know that's putting things very basically. I was going to elaborate on the question a little bit more, but I thought, no, I'm going to keep the question simple. I've got an excellent reply already, loads of replies, a really good one from Mel, who has gone into the subject quite a lot. Some people have just said yes, other people have said no, and Mel has actually sort of gone into it a lot more with her thoughts. I did reply back to Matt. Thanks for listening, Matt, if you're out there listening. And somebody else has come back to him. This is not a hate-filled debate. It is a debate. I've got a lot of a good cross-section of people following me on my page, and I've asked a question. It is not hate-filled. And I'm quite offended that you would think that I would do that. It's a question that I wanted to ask. I was chatting to Scott Ross. He mentioned it to me yesterday. And I thought, well, why not? I'll ask it. So if you want to get involved, it's Eat My Brunch on socials. You'll find me on Facebook, and you'll also find me on Twitter. It is Beautiful South. This is 10, Perfect 10. I'm not a perfect 10. Probably better than perfect 20. She says eating a chocolate muffin.
She's a perfect 10, but she wears a 12. Baby, keep a little 2 for me. She could be sweet 16, busting out of the seams, and still love in the first degree.
When he's at my game, with a big fat aim, you wanna see the smile on my face. And even at my door, with a 4-4-4, there ain't no man can replace. 'Cause we love our love in different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight. If it's extra large, well, I'm in charge. I can work this thing on top. And if he's XXL, well, what the hell? Every penny don't fit the slot.
The anorexic chicks, the model sex, they don't hold no weight with me. Well, 8 or 9, well, that's just fine. But I like to hold something I can see. 'Cause we love our love in different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight. I bought a watch to time your beauty, and I've had a bit of second hand.
I've bought a calendar, and every month is taken up by the love of man.
'Cause we love our love in different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight. Takes his toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight.
Oh, that was out of tune. I'm sorry about that. I tried to join in, then I went, in the background. I was like, what's that horrible noise? And it was me with my horrible little voices just singing with my headphones on. I do apologise. Oh, do you see what I mean? I ate that chocolate muffin and it's only 19 minutes past. Maybe I did it a little bit too quickly. Very tired yesterday, you know, when I got in from the radio show yesterday. I don't know why. Some days I have a lot of energy, other days I don't. And you know what I said? If you're feeling the same, I'm sure that it's got to do with the weather. Because when the weather's like this, I feel very tired. And yet when I get a bit of sunshine on me, you know, the sun's out, I feel much brighter. So I think it might be seasonal affective disorder. A touch of that, but it does make me feel pretty tired. Although my joints feel a bit better this morning. I thought I'd just let you know that. You know, when I get out of bed in the morning, it's like, I make all those noises. Like my mum used to. And I'd go, Mum, why can't you just walk to the... What's wrong? Why can't you walk? She'd be, you wait till you get older. You wait until you get older. I'd be like, yeah, whatever. And now I'm like, oh, yeah. That's my back and my leg and my feet and my arms and my elbow. It's just joints. Who else has got joint pain? Raise your arms. That will probably don't.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under-16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity and passion merge.
Phoenix FM.
Coming up next, here are the Rolling Stones. This is Mess It Up.
If we could have the world, or something to make us better, like a million diamonds and pearls, would they matter? We've been looking everywhere for something that makes us happy, but it's always been right here where you and me have everything we need. 'Cause we got all the love, we got all the love in me. You and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love in me. And as long as you're here with me, there ain't nothing that we can't be. Oh, we got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love in me. You could have silver and gold and everything people may dream of, but if you have no hand to hold, it's not enough. Could never be enough. 'Cause knowing you got someone, someone who gives you reason, something you know. And with you I see the best thing is free. Yeah, 'cause we got all the love. We got all the love we need. Yeah, you and me got, oh, more than just enough. We got all the love we need. And as long as you're here with me, from nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got it. Don't need nothing from nobody, don't need loving, 'cause baby we got
just
it
enough.
Yeah, 'cause we got.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Yeah, do pop in and see John at the Brandler Galleries. He is so knowledgeable, a great guy. Now, coming up on Friday, the first of the month, Friday, which is March, get my words out, there's a comedy night, Billericay Town FC. Don't walk in late, stand at the back, and then there's a little bit of a gap. That's a little bit of advice for you, but it's going to be a fantastic night. So there's lots of different comedians. Mike McLean, James Ellis, you've got Prakash Jirajahan, hosted by Mad Adlington. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are £15. So there's different comedians on. So you know what it's like. Don't walk into a comedy night late, or they'll be pointing at you. Best thing is wait till the next comedian comes in and then come and sit down. But apparently it's always amazing, and very, very funny. And for £15 as well, it's a bargain.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I love this song. It just, it makes you want to stand up and march, doesn't it? Although I am sitting down drinking my coffee.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know.
I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. But I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Good news. I've just heard from my hairdresser who said he can book me in for Tuesday, which is good. So I won't have my skanky roots anymore. Skanky grey. I've got salt and pepper colour. So I used to have blonde. When I was a kid, I had white blonde hair. And then it went sort of like mid to dark blonde. And then I've had highlights probably since the age of about 14. Because my brother's wife was a hairdresser. Once she did it and I actually cried because it was so blonde. I felt it was awful. I just kept washing my hair. Couldn't do anything about it. But I've always had highlights. Then I've had times when I've had my hair done dark. When I lived over in Dublin, I went red. Bright, like this brightest red you've ever seen. Copper. And that looked hideous. Then I went dark brown. And that only lasted, whenever I do my hair brown, it only lasts for about 4 weeks and then I'm like, I can't bear it. It just, because I'm not really a dark brown hair person, it just looks hideous. And at the moment I've got it kind of light, it's kind of a strawberry blonde, I'd say. But I don't know what to do, because those transitions I've seen are amazing, where people transition from the grey or they grow it out. And other people have it done where they, you know, have all the highlights put in, but it's quite a lot of work. But my hair is salt and pepper and it's not that... You know, my mum had white hair. Her hair went white when she was 38. And it was stunning. Everyone used to say to her, where did you get your hair done? Because her hair was obviously in beautiful condition. But it wasn't dyed. It was white. And I would always spot her if I was out somewhere just by the colour of her hair. And it's not grey hair. It was white. And she always had it all sort of, you know, pinned up with curls. And it always looked gorgeous. And I think very occasionally, when I was in Marks and Spencer's the other week, I was talking to somebody behind the till and went... your hair's natural, isn't it? She went, yes. I said, my mum had the same colour. And it just sticks out. It's that beautiful colour, you know, really rare. But, yeah, I haven't got that. So I like chatting to people on tills. That's why I don't want to have the automated ones. I know I've gone about it a lot. And I don't mind if I've got like a few items and I want to go through that little, you know, self-checkout. I don't mind. But every time I go through self-checkout, without fail, something happens. I rarely ever go through where you just go through and you go, wow, I've got the shop in and there's no problems. It always something happens with the machine. A lot of the times if you buy a bottle of wine, they've obviously got to come over and tap the code in. But other times it just doesn't work properly. But there's no way I want to go through and scan my own shopping. I'm not doing it. And I'm not certainly not going up with a jumper up to a self-service till. I don't want to do it. That's why I like talking to people. It's customer service and kind of, you know, having a chat. I keep going on about that. I just sound so moany. I really do sound really moany. It is Wednesday, though. Moaning Wednesday. Wanna know what it is, make the boys want more. From the JoJo Man Band. It's a reworking of Happy, and it is out now.
Oh,
loving that, Nick. Loving it. Happy. I love the original version. I love the new version. That is the JoJo Man Band. Really talented. Go and check him out online. He's always releasing music. And he's also got his own little radio show now as well. So, yeah, well done to Nick. But fabulous. Love it. I'm so lucky to get some fantastic independent music. And today I've got a first play for JCass with Can I Live, featuring Brianna Martin and Bajinda. There we go, got that correct. If you're listening out there, I think JCass is. He was saying he likes the Spice Girls. Do you? I like the Spice Girls. I really do. I do. I like Mel C as well. She's doing DJing now all over the place. And I did see Scary Spice on TikTok. She's got TikTok and she was doing talking about wearing leopard print, which was quite funny. So, yeah, they're all out there doing stuff. I think Victoria's got a beautiful makeup brand as well. I do like them. I actually ordered some of that. I kept one item because I've got some bits for presents over the years. Although there are other brands available, she's doing all right. And Baby Spice, you don't really hear much of her. I think her album, I always say she had an album out probably about 15 or 20 years, and the production on it, Emma Bunton's album, was phenomenal. Really good. In fact, I'm going to play one of the tracks from it now. This was from Emma Bunton's sort of debut solo album, and this is called Maybe. You listen to this. Take it away. Maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's all just in my mind. Maybe I'm foolish. Maybe it's just a waste of time. But I don't think so. Maybe I definitely know that maybe, maybe I'm in love. So if you want it, you wanna come out to play, then you can have it, cause he's got plans for the day. And if I want it, there's no one out there for me. When you don't need it, there's plenty fish in the sea. Maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's all just in my mind. Maybe I'm foolish. Maybe it's just a waste of time.
Maybe.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity and passion merge.
Phoenix FM.
Puts my mind at ease. You're the only one who knows. Points me back home.
Tell you too much. Well, you might have a little listen to him in a while, actually, because we have a new presenter coming up on a Thursday for 1, 2, 3, who's very good and has been a guest on this show and many shows, in fact, over the years. I think even before I was here.
Possibly.
There you go. You'll get the dulcet tones of our new presenter very shortly. His first show is going to be the 7th of March, which happens to be my birthday.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you. Yeah. So I want a birthday song. We just heard there, that was Nathaniel Borden with Diamond in the Rough. Just coming up to 10:51, I better do some traffic and travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the roads. Now, first off, Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine. There are some temporary traffic signals due to construction on the A1023 London Road, both ways at Spittle Lane. Wilson's Corner looking a little bit busy, and also coming up from the A128 past King George's playing fields. You've got temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on Friars Avenue, both ways at Priest Lane. A12 is running fine at the moment. Still the speed restrictions between Junction 13 and 16 of 40 miles an hour, and there might be some nighttime closures and a contraflow. If you're heading down to Ward's Lakeside, let's have a quick look. That's looking fine at the moment, and coming back through the Dartford Tunnel, not too much of a problem. You get more traffic and travel in an hour. Here's a classic. This is Fleetwood Mac with Little Lies.
Takes you down the wrong road. Won't stop up until you say it's enough. Let's dance until we drop and wake up in the same clothes.
I wanna take you higher. Let me take you down low. When you feel like you're on fire. When you finally lose control.
This crazy night is waking, hearts are breaking. Let's get this music in time with the love we're making. I'll keep going till you say enough is enough. And I won't stop pouring drinks until you say it's too much. There's no way.
One step too far, wanna distract you, then silently steal your heart. Mislead you and deceive you. I'll tell you I can rescue you until you realize that I come.
Let me take you higher.
Oh, let me take you way down low.
Can be what you desire. Twisted road we're chasing, just be patient. Let's get this music in line with the love we're making. I'll keep going till you say enough is enough. And I won't stop pouring drinks until you say it's too much. There's no way I'll end these songs until you run out of love. Oh baby, we'll keep dancing while you say nothing. I'll keep pushing till you shout, you're giving it up. You can run and try and escape.
Wow, what a fantastic track. I love Beverly Knight. What a voice she's got. I'll be back with more coming up after the news. And we've got a first play for JCAS and the answers to the question of the day.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is...